Blog Talk Radio.
I have the ideology because I believe that it is the best way of coming at the world and what type of policy.
What is the...
My name is Mass Formatic. This is Sounds. Sunday, October 18th, 2015. My name is Mass Formatic. Welcome to Sub Terra Sounds. This is episode number 5. I want to thank you for taking time out of your evening, getting away from the box, the NFL, or whatever it is. Thank you for being here with me. Sub Terra Sounds. I'm Blog Talk Radio, part of it. Tribute Cafe Radio Network, sub, meaning below or under. Terra, meaning terrain or ground. Underground sounds. This is art. Artists. Artistry against authority. Yeah, going on. I'm feeling good. It's an honor to be here on Subterra Sounds, leading the way for the Trivium Cafe Radio Network. One of many good, great quality shows and more coming at you. Yeah. This is art, artists, artistry, you know what I mean? Against authority, rebel music, rhythm of the revolution. What's the rhythm of your revolution? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's October 18th. Feeling it in the air. I love the changing of the seasons, having that connection with nature. Waking up early in the morning and feeling that brisk air. Yeah. I think it's important. Get out there, breathe that air. Get the eyes away from the tube, the screen, the keyboard, whatever it is. And reconnect with that real connection, that natural, universal connection, life. As above, so below. As you can see, as you can tell, that's where my head is at right now. That's where my spirit is at right now. Positive vibes. And we're just going to continue on with that. True revolution, not false rebellion. The revolution of the mind. That is the real revolution. What's that old phrase, that old saying? The fist that crushes the tyrant's head becomes the tyrant's stead. How many revolutions have we learned about? They're all the same. But what haven't we had? Yeah, I call for it right now, the radical revolution of the mind, the real revolution. We're going to get into the science of sound, the science of speech, the written word, poetry, literature, film, and more. The boom-bap rhythm of true activism, the pain, the joy, the battle, the victory, the rise, the fall, and the woven fabric of history. The true, the bold, the honorable, the daring, the expression of the soul for the experience and the sharing. The concealed, the esoteric, the hidden and the occult, the elevated mind combined to generate the collected electric bolt. The art, the action, the many, the sum, the clap and the hum, in the rhythm of the drum. What is the rhythm of your revolution? This is Subterra Sounds. Please visit TriviumCafeRadioNetwork.com. That's www.TriviumCafeRadioNetwork.com. It's there where you can link to all of our social media, as well as see and hear all that we got to offer, like Taking Off the Blinders with Randall Krauss. We got the Trivium Cafe with Raul and myself, Mass 4 Mac. We also got the Bulls, 2 Cents, with Raul the Bull. You get pretty rough in the bull ring, so if you got it, you got what it takes, you step into the bull ring. And now we got Subterra Sounds with myself, Mass 4 Matic, on Sunday nights. And right now, yeah, I'm competing with the NFL, and I don't care. That's what I call some false, inauthentic male. They're a male soap opera. Don't get me wrong, I love sports. I love it. But the bread and the circus and the distraction in the arena away from the real issues that I do got a problem with. So, if you're with me now and you're not watching that NFL game, or whatever it is, the reality shows, the this and that, whatever, I thank you for being here with me. My name is Mass 4 Matic. This is Subterra Sounds. Sub meaning under or below. Terra meaning earth. Underground sound. The rhythm of the revolution. We can be reached at TriviumCafe@gmail.com. gmail.com. Leave a comment, a question on any of our programs. Hit us up with some research on the Facebook event page. Why don't you leave a comment or question? I may respond or answer during the broadcast this evening. And it's also great to interact that way with the people. So feel free, please. I would like to have that kind of interaction. It's looking a little empty right now. But, hey, it's an episode still building. And a forging ahead. It's going to get better on Subterra Sound. Excuse me. Oh, the phone number here is 347-891-0084. 347-989-1084. Listen, if you want a comment or question, just hit one. I'll put you in the queue. I'll see you. I'll bring you on. Speak your mind. Make comment, question, whatever. Word, but you are responsible for your words. This is music, the third step of the quadrivium. Art, that soulful expression of what's inside. And this is the trivium. We've taken that knowledge that is now understood, and we've transmitted it outward, connecting through that third step of the quadrivium, music, number, and time. Blasting it out there, using the art, as well as many other forms of art, not just music. Rhythm, frequency, vibration, based in the positive action for positive change. Yeah, artists against authority. Authority, Latin, auctoritas. Positive action-based solutions. That's what it's all about. Like I said, the fist that crushes the tyrant's head becomes the tyrant's stick. This is the revolution of the mind. So that's what we need right now. Want to do some shout-outs? Yeah. Always, my man from Strong Island, Equal Beats. Check him out on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. IMH, International Music Hustlers. There's my man Equinox Beats. Big up to Ryan, Mike, as well as RIP, Raking in Paper. Check IMH out on Facebook as well. Follow that group. Also, big shouts to GC. Yeah, Bob Music. About to reconnect soon. Put out some real good quality stuff, as always. Also, big shout to the Unknown Poet. Always making moves around here in the FLA. Right, this is the Trivium Cafe Radio Network. Home of Subterra Sounds. When we talk about Trivium, we use that word a lot here. On all of our shows, you're always going to hear Trivium, Trivium, Trivium. If you're new to the Trivium, you never heard that word before, it is Latin for where three roads meet. I repeat, trivium in Latin means a place where three roads meet. Knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. We got the grammar, the logic, and the rhetoric. What are we talking about here? We have that grammar and the logic is that input. That raw data that you take in without bias from a wide array of resources. And two, you got the processing, logic, and understanding. This is where we make an analysis of all of these pieces of information that we've collected. We bring it back to the workbench for that correlation analysis and filtration and root out all the fallacies. This answers the question why, the reason, the purpose, or the meaning. And third, last but not least, we got the output, the rhetoric, the wisdom. This is the action and words based on that knowledge that has been understood. If it sounds too too nerdy, too university-like, too career. It's not real simple. It is the ancient methodology on how to learn, something they've been taking away from us. They're not going to teach us about the trivium and the public fool and indoctrination system. It's where three roads meet. So that's what we're talking about, the Trivium Cafe Radio Network. That's the home of Subterra Sounds. So anyway, what do we got going on this week? Yeah, a lot of things, as usual. Oh, by the way, that intro song that you heard was Culture, an artist. Culture has been around a long time, a legend out of Jamaica, with his song, World Peace. Again, that's World Peace by Culture. Yeah, a lot of moves. War, as Culture was war and about that area. Let me just say, people don't realize, people may hear that word Babylon and listen to a reggae song or something like that. We're talking about Babylon, Tower of Babylon. What are we talking about? What's all these references? That place right now where all the wars going on in Iraq, the area surrounding the Tigris and Euphrates River, we're talking about that area, ancient Babylon. War in Babylon. Always something going on. We got the Arab-Israeli, or should I say the Palestinian-Israeli conflict heating up again once more. So much in the world. But always important to stay on that side. We observe these things. We take it in. Like I said, we make that analysis, filtration, examining everything we got with all the resources at our disposal in this day and age. It's time to wake up. Get out the slumber. This is Subterra Sounds, art, artists, artistry against authority. This is positive, action-based solutions, getting this information out there. If I can touch one mind here on the Trivium Cafe Radio Network, always say if we could just touch one mind and then that one mind touch another. Hey, I consider that a success. What else we got going on? We got, of course, the typical left-right paradigm, the play upon the left-right brain, the left-right hemispheres of the brain. We have the Democratic debate. Yeah, we got the Republican debate, Democratic debate. Makes me think, here we go again. What's that definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting a different result. Yeah, I think that's what's going on here. Hey, if I got to go crazy to remain sane in this place, what I'll do. What did Orwell say? In times of great deception and lies, speaking the truth is a revolutionary act. I'm paraphrasing, of course. Speaking of George Orwell, I'll be getting into a little bit of a reading from the classic 1984 in a little bit, probably about halfway into the show this evening. Always important that I go back to that piece of literature, George Orwell, real name Eric Blair. Interesting individual indeed, to say the least. So yeah, we have the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting a different result. Hey, no matter what, no matter who you vote for, government still gets in. That's the problem. That is the problem. Government. But you know what the real problem is? The real, real, real root problem is the illusion that human beings must A, support it, advocate for it, and engage and actively be a part of it. It's an illusion of authority. Government. We always break it down here. Mind control, to control the mind. Govern, to control. Ment, M-E-N-T, mentis, the mind, mental. Control the mind. How about the word Congress? I just thought of that one right there. People are like, yeah, so what, Mass Formatic? We also have the verb and the noun. We're all familiar with the noun. Congress. That is the representatives, right? What are we talking about when we're talking about the verb to progress? What does progress mean? That in a court, people are progressing, man and woman. It's an old term for, you know. What's this occultic, esoteric terminology when we're talking about two bodies coming together in Congress? Interesting. Anybody find that interesting, want to know more, want to talk about it? Hey, tell me something about it. 347-989-1084. Just hit one. I'll put you on. Yeah, we have the left brain paradigm, the play on the mind. Here we go. We have the left brain, the right brain. So in the left-right paradigm, we have the left, which is the blue, the right, which is the red. The red stands for or representing the fire, the male principle of the fire. In the left, we have the blue for water, the female, the passivity of the water, or ice, fire and water, fire and ice, that's what I want to say. That's formatic, what are you getting at? It is mind control, and it's done in a very simplistic form, and I'm just only scratching a tiny bit of the surface when I refer to the two hemispheres of the mind being played against one another in a political arena where we have the feminine and male. Very deep, occulted, esoteric bit of information here. And what happens when fire and ice come together? What sound does it make? Yeah, that sound when you put your index finger in front of your lips and you go, that's the sound, because that's the secret, the red, white, and blue. Yeah, remember, no matter who you vote for, government still gets in. And what's that old Roman maxim law? He that is to be deceived, let him. That means if you're so stupid, and you're so unenlightened, and you're so caught up in the bullshit, and you're deceived, you deserve it. He that is to be deceived. From a research, scholastic, analysis viewpoint, I look at these debates once in a while. I'll poke my head into the political arena for observation. I realize what it is, but I always want to watch what they're doing. Because it's very easy to see the Hegelian dialectic at work, as well as all the other forms of mind control, which I'll get into in a little bit, at play. And it's very easy to pick apart. And of course, the narrow scope of the average American mind believes that it's normal to have just two choices. You can only have Frosted Flakes or Apple Jacks for the rest of your life. That's it. Anyway, I digress. So I no longer have faith in the religion of government. And yeah, government is a religion. Yeah. When you're sitting in the pew and the father comes in, everybody stand up. Just like when you go into court and you're sitting in the pew and the judge comes in, who is also wearing black, by the way. Everybody stand. So I don't buy this dichotomy, paradigm, idea, this ideology of left-right. I can go on forever, but this goes all the way back to fire and ice, and now going into modern day political playing upon the minds of the people, we have Trotskyites and Stalinists. There ain't no Republicans and Democrats anymore. I'll tell you what, they're Stalinists and Trotskyites. The Republicans are Trotskyites. They're the neocon ideology. They have the neocon ideology of Leon Trotsky, who was an internationalist, communism to an international force. And then you have the Stalinists, which is only the ideology of the political left, the blue, the Democratic Party, which is concerned with the home, social issues that go on within the homeland. It's like the mommy, concerned with the social atmosphere of the home, while dad is out going abroad and making sure everything's right. Once again, we have to play upon the two hemispheres of the brain. Anyway, let's see what my man George Carlin got to say about voting. George Carlin, thinking man's comedian. Very interesting take indeed, but very real, very true. Always some nuggets of knowledge of and of great truth and worth coming from Carlin. We miss him very much. So no matter who you vote for, government still gets in. Now, you could play the game of what they call, I've heard this term before, the My Freedom Movement. Yeah, My Freedom Movement. Yeah, I like freedom, but I'm only concerned about the freedom for me and my camp. You know, me and my clique. Fuck everybody else. And then the other side says, well, I'm only concerned about the freedoms in my interest of my clique and my camp. So fuck everybody else. That's the problem. And this is what I'm talking about, the radical revolution, the real revolution, not false rebellion. walking around, marching around with a picket sign. Yeah, okay. But that's not getting stuff done. People can say, well, Mass Formatic, what are you doing? You're just blabbing into a freaking microphone. Yeah, well, I'm delivering knowledge, information out there that will hopefully unlock another mind, pique the interest of another individual, and cause them and interest them in researching this bit of information in these topics. That's doing something. It's not storming the castle. It's not snapping a finger and changing everything overnight. But it's positive, action-based solutions. One of many. And we're just getting started. I'm just getting started with this thing. I'm fired up. This is Subterra Sounds. With yours truly, Mass Formatic. This is art, artists, and artistry against authority. Rebel music, revolution of the mind, the rhythm of that revolution, the boom-bap rhythm of true activism. Yeah. Takes action. Knowing is not enough. It is necessary, but action is required. Once again, 347-989-1084. If you got any questions, please hit number one. Join. Come aboard. Speak your mind. Yeah. What else we got going on? Oh, I just thought of this old one. There's nothing holy about the Holy Land. The only thing that's holy are the stories. They're full of holes. I love that one. Always good to bring that one out whenever tensions rise in regards to holiness in the Middle East. So, moving on, I'm going to get into a bit of a reading. Not too much. I'm not a great orator, so I won't torture you guys too much, but I'm just going to read a few paragraphs from the classic by George Orwell's 1984. Give me one moment while I reach for that, get to the page. Now, for those that don't know, 1984, the classic future dystopic novel written by George Orwell. It seems like everything that's going on today, as far as the social engineering, the rulership of the authorities, it's almost as if they used a bit of 1984 as a playbook. And I'm going to read and refer just to a little bit of, there's a part where the main character, Winston, captured, and he's being psychologically and physically abused by a man, O'Brien, teaching him and brainwashing him that the state is almighty. Here's a little bit from 1984. How does one man assert his power over another, Winston? Winston thought. By making him suffer, he said. Exactly. By making him suffer, obedience is not enough. Unless he is suffering, how can you be so sure that he is obeying your will and not his own? Power is in inflicting pain and humiliation. Power is in tearing two minds to pieces and putting them together again in new shapes of your own choosing. Do you begin to see then what kind of world we are creating? It is the exact opposite of the stupid hedonistic utopias that old reformers imagined. The world of fear and treachery and torment, a world of trampling and being trampled upon. world which will grow not less but more merciless as it refines itself. Progress in our world will be progress toward more pain. The old civilizations claimed that they were founded on love or justice. Ours is founded upon hatred. In our world, there will be no emotions except fear, triumph, and self-abasement. Everything else we shall destroy. Everything. Already, we are breaking down the habits of thought which have survived from before the revolution. We have cut the links between child and parent, and between man and man, and between man and woman. No one dares trust a wife or a child or a friend any longer. But in the future, there will be no wives and no friends. Children will be taken from their mothers at birth, as one takes eggs from a hen. The sex instinct will be eradicated. Procreation will be an annual formality like the renewal of a ration card. We shall abolish the orgasm. Excuse me. Our neurologists are at work upon it now. There will be no loyalty except loyalty toward the party. There will be no love except the love of Big Brother. There will be no laughter except the laugh of triumph over a defeated enemy. There will be no art, no literature, no science. When we are omnipotent, we shall have no more need of science. There will be no distinction between beauty and ugliness. There will be no curiosity, no enjoyment of the process of life. All competing pleasures will be destroyed. But always, do not forget this, Winston. Always there will be the intoxication of power, constantly increasing and constantly growing subtler. Always, at every moment, there will be the thrill of victory, the sensation of trampling upon an enemy who is helpless. If you want a picture of the future, imagine a boot stomping on a human face forever. Take that in for a minute. Have you ever read 1984? George Orwell. Like I said, the powers that be, or shall I say, the powers that shouldn't be, must have used this as a playbook. Always, all the time, on almost every episode, on every show we refer to here, always referring to Orwell's 1984. So what do you think? 1984, have you read it? Are you a critic? Tell me what you think. Winston being tortured by O'Brien. They made a few movies back in the 80s. They made it was all right. And they got the old black and white one with Peter Cushing, yeah, an old English actor. God, who else is in that? That was all right, too. I prefer that one to the one made in the 80s. But as usual, the book is always better, but the movie ain't that bad for those that like to watch the film. So that's George Orwell's 1984. A boot stomping on the face of humanity forever. For real? Not me. Not me. That's why I do what I do. That's why I talk about what I talk about. This is Subterra Sounds. My name is Mass Formatic. I'm Blog Talk Radio. This is part of the Trivium Cafe Radio Network. What's the rhythm of your revolution? Once again, why don't you visit www.triviumcaferadionetwork.com. Got about 18 minutes left in the broadcast this evening. Absolute pleasure and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else than right here, right now, taking on this human suit. It's just a biochemical suit, Mass4matic. I'm not Mass4matic. Yeah, that sounds weird. Let's talk. This is just my suit that I occupy now on this earthly plane in existence, right here, right now. But I wouldn't want to be any other place but right here, right now, doing this thing. With Raul the Bull, with Randall Krause, on this ever-growing network. I think it's going to be a beast. I'm excited to be a part of it. IMH, Equinox Beats. A lot of things going on in 2015. Very proud. And we're going to keep on keeping on. Positive action-based solutions. Positive art. Art against authority. And much, much more. You know, sometimes, you know, doing this stuff in this genre, it's intense. It's not a hobby. This is not entertainment. This is not a thing. It's not a phase. This is not some type of interest to get into. All right, I'm going to be perfectly frank and blunt, and this shit is fucking serious. Look at the human condition. You want that boot being stomped on the face of humanity forever in a physical or spiritual, mental sense at all? No, I'm going to be free in mind, body, and soul. Thank you. And all of these forms of control, mind control. What do we got? We got obfuscation, worldview poisoning, private fears, divide and conquer, indoctrination, controlled opposition, financial systems, the control of the mass media, food and medicine, the illusion of time, the DHR factor, religion, subversive symbolism, and chaos sorcery. We could go back to that series that Raul and myself did on mind control, where we broke down in that three-part series the 14 main methods of mind control. It is key. In order to control the masses, mind control must be used. The mind overrides the body. And like I said before, we have government. The word means mind control, govern, to control. Ment, mind, comes in many, many forms. And at the beginning of the broadcast, I got into some of the things that have been going on in the media, the mass media, Democratic debate. Once again, we have to divide and conquer. That political tactic of pitting two or more groups against another and achieving a particular goal. It's always used, not just the political arena. All these events that are blown out of proportion, 90% of the time it's used for a divide and conquer tactic to get the people distracted and fighting amongst each other so that the gangsters get away with the loot. Divide and conquer is artificially heightened tension between like two or more, three groups, and it serves the benefit of the instigator. All right, here's a basic breakdown. Like, remember sitting in class in high school or something, and fellas, you know what I'm talking about. You're sitting in a row, and then the kid next to you in the next row, he wants to start some shit, so he reaches over and smacks the back of the head of the kid that's sitting in front of you. And the kid turns around and he thinks you did it. That's what I'm talking about. On a basic high school, if you don't like the analogy, whatever, it's the only thing I come up with on a real basic level, basic understanding. An instigator who serves a, who gets a benefit out of the whole thing. Divide and conquer. Deep down inside, humans do have this tribal instinct where divide and conquer plays upon that instinct, all right? You got politics, religion, media, popular culture, etc. They're all tools that are used for that divide and conquer. Yeah, like I said, we all have that inner deep tribal instinct. But let's not let that, when we're talking about basic human rights, the time to get into tribal bullshit is over. You can go settle it out back when it's all done and everything's all right. Democracy allows for an environment in which divide and conquer can be used easily, evenly as possible. Got a problem with that? You don't know what democracy is. Demosocracy, mob rule. Two wolves in a sheep voting on what's for dinner. I could use another analogy. I can go on and on with that one. Two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. Don't look good for the sheep. We got control of mass media. Got to control the perception. They got to control the mass media because the people view and they're always in tune with that. So to control the perception of reality through a monopoly of, or the subversion of truth. Control what people hear. Control what the people see and read. Okay, what, you got the biggest media corporations, there's only six of them, the main big ones, Disney, Viacom, we got Columbia, Universal, News Corp, Disney, CNN, a handful, which controls so many others. Now, this keeps the masses in that left-right paradigm. It's so easy to see right now. It's pathetic. What do we got, like 10 minutes left? Right. Before, I mentioned the DHR factors. This is a big one. Real psychological. DHR, what do you mean DHR, mass format? This is it. Denial, hassle, ridicule. Okay? This is when people are unwilling. They don't want to get outside of the box, and they're too afraid to seek change or truth, for fear of what their camp or what other people might say, or they're afraid, and they got the fear of the three responses. They don't want to be denied, they don't want to be hassled, and they don't want to be ridiculed. This is a fear-based technique that traps people into, like, this personal prison. So the prison door is wide open, and they're in the corner of the cell saying, "Leave me alone." That's literally what it is. And it traps people into inactivity, into stagnation and not being active when action is needed to make things better. So that's what we're talking about when I'm talking about positive action-based solutions, all right? They're afraid of being called crazy, being an outcast, being called a conspiracy theorist. Denial. This is cognitive distance, the art of lying to yourself. You know, stick your head in the sand and get kicked in the ass. Hassle. It's too much of a hassle to do what is needed to make things better and step outside of the box. I don't have the time. I don't have the resources. I can't do this. Excuse after excuse after excuse. And now we got the ridicule, the fear of looking foolish in front of your peers, the fear of looking like you're on the outside and making a change. Fear of public rejection. Fuck the public. That's what I gotta say. I'll fire it up tonight. DHR. It's like I said, it's like being in that prison. The cell doors are wide open, and you fear for what's on the outside of the box, and you want to stay in there. Got about 8 more minutes left in the program. Once again, it's been an honor to do the thing. Sunday evening. This is Subterra Sounds, part of Trivium Cafe Radio Network. Did I give my shouts already? I think I did, but you know what? I'm going to do them again anyway, because I don't give up. I want to give a big, big shout out to Raul the Bull. Big, big shout out to Randall Krause. Always intense, deep knowledge and information and just all around research being laid out on his program, Taking Off the Blinders. That's Taking Off the Blinders with Randall Krause. And my man, once again, co-host, my dude on the Trivium Cafe, Raul the Bull. Hey, on this little green and blue ball spinning around in the infinite universe, like I said, I don't want to be anywhere else, any other time, than right here, right now, talking about this kind of information. Got a little bit of time left. What do you think about 1984 and a little bit of the paragraph I got into before? Recommended reading for everybody out there. In fact, I got, let's see. My copy is 1984 and Animal Farm in one book. So I got this a couple years ago for Christmas. And it's great because I'm looking for a publisher. Yeah. All right. It's a little bit out of my reach right now, but I think I got it from Barnes & Noble. But anyway, it's great because it's got 1984 and Animal Farm. Animal Farm, not as long as 1984, but Animal Farm, another must read. So, 5 more minutes in the broadcast. Amazing. Amazing times, but that ancient Chinese proverb made you live in interesting times. Well, whoever said that wasn't kidding, because these are surely interesting times. Yeah, getting little feedback right now. Oh, all right. Hey, this is what happens. This is what happens when you do it live. But anyway. Yeah, my name is Mass Formatic. This has been Subterra Sounds. Broadcast is 1 hour, but I will be expanding into 2 hours very shortly. More content, more stuff. I'm going to be getting guests on here. This thing is ever growing. It should expand, expanding like the Blob, that old sci-fi movie. It's like growing, right? So excited to be part of it. And couple more minutes left, man. I think I touched on everything I wanted to get across tonight. You know what? Here's one more thing I got a real big problem with. I just saw it here in my notes, and I don't want to forget. I got a real big fucking problem when I'm online and I'm watching these videos when you got somebody taking cell phone footage of other people being brutalized by other people or the authorities. When you see two cops pound the guy's for no reason, because he won't produce ID, because he won't obey an exact command, because he's minding his own business, and when he's being aggressed and assaulted, detained by a quote-unquote authority or official, and then when they start roughing the person up, you're just going to stand there and just take a video of that? If I'm gonna flip the fuck out if I hear some dumbass motherfucker say "world star" one more fucking time. It's retarded. This is how fucking deep. This is how fucking low. See, I'm in the bull mode over here. I should really have this kind of intensity for the bull. But yeah, that shit's fucked up. Hey, listen, you got a problem with that? You got a moral obligation to protect your brothers and sisters, no matter what they look like. I don't give a fuck if my brother and sister don't look like me. They're my human beings. This is a human family. If I see one of my brothers and sisters get beat up for no reason, I'm going to interfere, and I don't care, right? Just saying it flat out like that, because I'm going to the other realm. I'm leaving this earthly plane with no debt. I ain't going to have that shit on my conscience. I ain't going to stand there, A, and just watch and do nothing and have the fucking audacity to take this shit with us. Get out of here. 2 more minutes left. It's Sunday, October 18th. Terra Sounds. My name is Formatic. I thank you for being with me. I take you out with a little Talib Kweli and R.A. the Rugged Man.